Macmillan Australia Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of The New Hustle, Don't Work Harder, Just Work Better, written and read by Emma Isaacs. You might have heard the quote, happiness is often the result of being too busy to be miserable. Now, I didn't write that and no one knows for sure who did, but if I had, I would have taken out the word busy and replaced it with the word full, because busy is a badge of honour we need to unpin from our collars. It's become a way to define ourselves and prove our worthiness as a broken social currency connected to it. How boring is it when we ask someone how they are and they reply with, oh, so busy. Parents often appear hurried and overwhelmed at the school gate, rolling their eyes at the next activity they must deliver their children to. Or at the office, a co-worker will complain that they're already late for the next meeting, so busy, or behind on a deadline. Our default is always to dramatise how busy we are and play against one another in a game of who's busiest. Why do we keep doing this? While we're busy telling everyone just how busy we are, it's interesting to learn that our work hours have actually been in decline and haven't increased as much as most of us think they have. For the past 5 decades, our work hours have flatlined at around 40 hours per week. This might not be your reality, but it's a reality of many full-time workers. Billionaire Jack Ma, who founded e-commerce giant Alibaba, says, "My grandfather worked 16 hours a day in the farmland and thought he was very busy. We work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and think we are very busy." I've got a confession to make. I'm not busy. My life is very full and I have a heck of a lot of responsibilities, but I'm not busy. And I have no interest in ever being busy again. My friend Liz is not busy either. I mean, Liz could be busy. She has New York Times best-selling books to write. She has 5 of those under her belt already, and speeches to give and causes to support as well. But Liz is not busy. No, far from it. The only thing Liz gets busy at is being relaxed. And I don't mean hot stones and essential oils kind of relaxed either. I'm talking about the great Elizabeth Gilbert, of course, and I love her take on what it means to let go of our obsession with busyness. Liz says that the most powerful person in any room is the most relaxed one, and suggests that the way to get there is to work on our priorities. That is, who and what are most important in our lives.